Hello and welcome to Jumpstart Weekly, the manga podcast where every week we read every chapter of Shonen Jump on Viz's website, as well as another collected volume of manga. I'm your host, Jeremy.
And I'm your host, Kevin.
Except not last week, because I was busy, and I apologize for that.
Well, and I think the one time you might have been able to do it, I wasn't able to do anything, so it was just like, it couldn't work.
I barely remember what happened in Shonen Jump last week, so we'll probably talk about it a bit, probably won't rank it.
I have it ranked, what happened last week, yes.
I have it ranked, but it's not here. It's upstairs.
Yep, the only, mine are both right here. There was something on break this week.
One Piece was on break this week and last week. But yeah, there are only 19 this week.
Yeah, versus there was 20, so there was something that...
I don't remember what, but I know that's true.
Which watch? Which watch was on break?
Okay, yeah, that's why I believe not remembering, or not noticing that. Did you want to say anything about last week's Witch Watch? I don't remember it now.
Nope, so. It wasn't here. It was there last week. It did not do well, so.
All right, then. We will start with Sakamoto Days, Days 188, here and now. And while I don't have my rankings from last week, I will spoilers say that Sakamoto Days ranked number one both weeks. Because I think this has been pretty strong, a lot of forward momentum. I really liked this week's. It was probably the better of the two chapters. Mm-hmm. I really liked the hitman going to dinner with him and us seeing his family for kind of the first time.
I thought that was really cool. And the, like, him watching her cook and him being like, whoa.
I'm not sure how to read that because the way she's drawn, she is like anime good at cooking.
Yes.
But then the kid just makes a paper airplane and he's also like, what?
Well, like, that part of me has, like, he's hyper-focused in his job. Like, he's literally never done anything else other than gambling and and being an assassin. So, like, you can't make an airplane out of paper. Like, they've literally done that before. But I just, like, he was watching Sakamoto cooking, and he's like, why didn't you tell me about this skill? I'm like, what? Huh? What? What are you talking about?
I also really like what's going on in the prison. I like Shin being like, yeah, I'm the psych. I'm that was the fortune good. Teller. I wish he had kept it going a little longer, but I also do like at the end of this one, him dropping the ruse.
Yeah, especially because the guy was like, well, you know, I thought I could kill Sakamoto's wife and daughter, and she was just like, absolutely fucking not. I also like that they even had X was like, are you insane? No. Like, listen, I don't like Sakamoto, but you do not go after a man's family. That's not okay.
He'll get a sledgehammer and go to his basement. Anything else you want to say about Sakamoto Days, Kevin?
Nope.
Next up, we have Kagurabachi, Chapter 56, Daybreak. What did you think of Kagurabachi this week, Kevin?
I thought it was pretty good. I like the whole bit with, I forget his name, but the sorcerer guy that's like, wait, I'm the only one not risking his life here. That's not okay. And then he's like, he coughs up blood and passes out. And they're like, yeah.
Again, don't really like the last couple of pages of this.
That's totally fair.
I get what happened, but there's just really a lack of clarity there. That isn't a lack of clarity of like, oh man, I'm confused and don't know what happened. But it is a lack of clarity of like, I had to look at it six times. So instead of thinking it was cool, I was just trying to figure out what had actually happened.
Yeah, I got it fairly quickly, but I do get where you're coming from with that. Where it was like, wait, huh? It's like, oh, he used the sword technique. Okay.
Next up, we have Hunter x Hunter number 405, Performance. I wish I liked Hunter x Hunter as much as people who really like Hunter x Hunter. Like, yeah. I went into the comments this week, and like, I kind of know what's going on, but their dissertations in there are like, man, I wish I was on that level of like figuring out what's going on in Hunter x Hunter right now.
Yeah, and that's some of the problem is essentially I've been a fair weather Hunter x Hunter fan. That's not true. I've been a very casual Hunter x Hunter fan.
I think you and I have both been a Hunter x Hunter fan when there is weather. And the problem is there's a lot of year that's void. There is no weather at all.
Yep.
Like when there's weather, rain or shine, we're there. But
yep. Well, and that's more what I meant by it's less a fair weather fan and more of a casual. Like it's not.
We're
like
not consuming YouTube essays on what's going on in Hunter x Hunter. You or I.
Yeah. You know, I'm not doing that. I'm not like, you know, actively reading stuff on the wiki and like making fan theories and like thinking about all this stuff. And I was like, it's something I enjoy reading. So I enjoy reading it, but I don't take it to the level. It's the same thing with One Piece. Like people go crazy with One Piece.
And I am kind of tapped into that.
yeah, I'm not tapped into that either. I'm like, I really like One Piece, but not that much.
I think
with nothing against that, just I'm not at that level.
I think the difference is that as a casual fan of One Piece, you know everything that's going on, and maybe
correct.
You don't recognize the significance on the X on Luffy's wrist, right? Which mm-hmm. both you and I did. But that's the sort of stuff you might be missing in One Piece.
Yep.
Whereas in Hunter here, I'm like, oh, that character was there before? That's cool.
Yeah.
Like, I'm jealous of the Hunter people. And I think the difference is you can do predictions for One Piece. It's pretty fun. But a lot of it is narrative based. A lot of it is like, Oda likes to do this sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So I think this will happen. Hunter involves spreadsheets and figuring stuff that's going on out now. And I think the difference is that while I am in the community a little bit of predicting what's going to happen in One Piece, I'm not in the community of knowing what's going on in Hunter. And yeah. I would like to be. Because I enjoyed this chapter.
Yeah, it was cool. I didn't know Bonalo could transform. Like, that's a cool... I was like, oh, I thought he could do... You know, he does the whole thing with his dancing with his body thing and has the... could drop Jupiter on people, which was a neat ability. Like, oh, he can, like, change his appearance? That's cool.
Yeah, and he's a fake Hisoka, and he was the Hisoka in the movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
So where's Hisoka? It's like, where's Waldo?
Yep. Where's the murder clown?
Next up, we have Undead Unluck number 229, Re-Return, which is like, fine. It's
yeah.
more Undead Unluck.
Yep.
I have the same feeling of like, it's weird that there's so much focus on this. It's weird that everybody's back already.
Yeah.
But like, it's not bad. I like this chapter more than the last couple, if I'm being honest.
That's fair. Yeah. It's just been very fine, which if this is the ultimate arc, that's got a lot better going for it than a couple of the other series that have ended recently.
Yeah, we're not going to... This feels like it should be the final arc, right? Like, I think you and I would both be fine if Undead and Luck continued somehow after this, but
yep.
also, it's not like Jujutsu Kaisen, if it's over after this, we're not going to be like, wait, what?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
I don't think it's going to end in the next 10 chapters or anything, but it could even do that, and...
It could honestly resolve in the next 10 chapters.
I just don't think it will, is what I'm saying.
Neither
but it
do
could.
I. It could. It's at the level where it could, and it's like, I'm still enjoying the story. It's fine. Which, I don't know how much of that is a polarizing thing of, I liked these other series so much more that I feel
some
disappointed.
Some of it is definitely we're less invested in it, right? Mm-hmm. But also, some of it is that Undead and Luck has not sown as many seeds, but it's harvested them all.
Yeah,
which is both Jujutsu Kaisen and My Hero Academia, where we're both like, what about these things?
Yeah,
it was kind of different because My Hero Academia like scorched the field and went completely against what it had set up, whereas Jujutsu Kaisen was just like America and this stuff, and actually we're not bothering with that, we're done.
Yep. Oh, but what about all these cool things? No,
the series is over. Then why did you bring them up?
Because the series wasn't over then.
But they didn't do anything. Anything else you want to say about Undead Unluck besides damning it with the faintest of praise that we can?
No, I'm good.
Next up, we have Blue Box number 171. Are You Over Him? Which I liked a lot.
I really liked Blue Box this week. I really liked it last week, too. I thought both of them were very cute and was just really nice romance stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have much more to say about it. It's not even the romance of this one. It's just like the soft friendship vibes I really like. And I do really like the look on Rhythmic Gymnastic Girl's face when the boy with a crush on her is like, Taki, give me a match. And like the immediate contrast of like, oh, he's just like Taki was last year.
Mm-hmm.
I like that a lot.
Yep.
Next up, we have Mission Yuzakura Family, Mission 249, Busted, which... So I like the last two issues or chapters of Mission Yuzakura more. Mm-hmm. I dislike last week's because we got the plan again.
Yeah.
But one of my sort of criticisms of this series as a whole and its second half is I feel like it does a really bad job balancing the kids here and the previous cast.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid we're going to slip back into it again. But they were gone long enough that I was happy to see the kids. Whereas last time they were gone, I was like, yeah, get rid of them forever. I don't need these ever again. So hopefully this story is going to mix them better. Like I said, I'm afraid we're just going to follow them for 50 chapters, and I'm going to feel the opposite way by the time we're doing... Well,
that's
not
fair.
The opposite way, but
I
continue to feel that
yeah,
the balance is poor. But I was excited to see them, and I like this chapter quite a bit.
Yeah, I like the two.
Last but not least, we have Akan Abanashi Story 133, There's Always Tomorrow. I like last week a lot more than this week, if I'm being honest.
That's fair.
I have exactly one note this week, which is One Piece Flashback Intensifies.
Yeah, and that's basically what it is. It's just a continuation of the flashback. I kind of like the reveal of the, you know, this is the Yakuza boss who's actually a Rakugo. Like,
see, that just seemed too cliche. I don't think he's actually a Yakuza boss. I think he's just got the respect the same way that...
That could be it.
Akari's master did. And like, I don't know. It just seemed very cliche to me. More so than last week, which was also cliche, but I enjoyed more.
I do like the bit with Akane talking with What's-Her-Bucket and being like, wait a minute. So you knew the two of them when they were
I also
youngsters?
Thought that was just sort of a cliche joke.
It was, but I just really like that where she was like, are you asking something? No, nothing. No.
Anything else you want to say about Akanabashi, Kevin?
Nope.
Okay, that will take us into Jump Card then. Jump Card is the segment where we rank everything each week, not just what we talk about all the time. Only 19, because everything is taking a week off this week. Mm-hmm. By everything, I mean One Piece and Witch Watch. What do you have at 19, Kevin?
That's where I have me and Robico.
Same. Interminable.
Yeah.
What do you have at 18?
That's where I put Ultimate Exorcist.
Oh, I'm surprised you put it this low.
I got really annoyed. So, like, it's been writing the, you know, this is the tuning exams. And then it pulled a kite from Hunter x Hunter, and I was like, no, I'm not okay with that.
I guess it kind of did. I don't know. I find this tone really weird that the series is writing now. I don't think it works for it.
Yeah.
Like, I want it to be sillier or more serious, and they're riding the line in a way that a lot of shonen manga does really well, but I don't think this is doing it particularly well.
No.
I like this story more than previous ones. I have it a bit higher. I also have it pretty low.
That's fair.
I have Astro Royale at 18.
Gotcha.
I liked last week's actually quite a bit. With the wrestler.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that was all pretty good, and this week is kind of absolutely nothing. Yeah. So, what do you have at 17?
Astro Royale. I would agree with you. I liked last week's more with the wrestler. That was actually kind of a neat interaction of like, dude, I used to watch you on TV all the time. And this week was just like, no, you're killing yourself. Stop. Oh, she died. Anyway.
Yeah. I have Super Psychic Policeman Shoujo at 17. I didn't like either part of this story very much. And this one, I guess I think this is the stronger of the two. I think I have it, had it at the very bottom of my list last week, but I didn't think this was very good. Like, you could do it, like, if you say a zombie story with Shoujo, like, there are some pretty good jokes I think they could do, and they didn't really hear.
Yeah. It went up at the top of my comedy chapters because of the girl that sometimes hangs out at the police station, and they're like, quick, answer stuff about Shoujo. And she's just like, honestly answering stuff. And they're like, you've been infected. She's like, I have? Like, clearly she has not. She was just, you know, it was one of those things of like, well, I actually like him. That's kind of why I hang out around here. Like, I realize he's not a total douchebag.
What do you have at 16?
That's where I have Shinobi Undercover.
Same. This is one of the better chapters of Shinobi Undercover of all time. Unfortunately, that still puts it here.
Yep. It's just not good.
No. What do you have at 15?
15 is where I put Yokai Buster. I thought it was okay, where he's like, you know, I'm going to conquer the world. What does that entail? What does that entail? You're going to conquer, like, are you going to be king of the planet? You're going to, you know, like, what does that mean?
I kind of like this weird side arc that Murakami's on, where he's basically a manga editor being like, you know, your character doesn't make sense. That's why I went just a little higher for me.
That's totally fair.
I think also there's other stuff I just didn't like much. And, like, that one was okay, right?
Yeah.
Didn't make me laugh out loud, which it's supposed to do. But unlike the other comedy series, it didn't make me roll my eyes and make me wish I was reading something else.
Yeah, that's why it's up towards the top of the comedy series for me.
I have Ultimate Exorcist Kyoshi here, so.
Okay.
Kind of agree with you. I think I like the increasing of the stakes, but the tone just feels so weird and off.
Fair.
What do you have at 14?
That's where I have New Ace. I thought it was okay.
It's where I have Kill Blue.
Okay.
I want to like this issue of Kill Blue because I've been this guy before, and I really sympathize with it, and I do think some of the jokes work, but I think structurally this chapter is a goddamn mess. We start with, like, transitioning out of the previous arc, and then we do this whole joke, but then the ending just doesn't work at all to me.
Yeah.
I think it's like a Pulp Fiction reference, but it just doesn't work at all, I don't think. It doesn't, like, tie in with the core of the joke at all. Mm-hmm. It doesn't add it, like, it doesn't increase the stakes in a meaningful way.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
What do you have at 13?
13 is where I have Super Psychic Policeman Trojo.
It's where I have Yoke Buster, so.
Gotcha.
What do you have at number 12?
12 is where I have Kill Blue. I would agree, it was kind of off.
It's where I have New Eyes, because gotcha. I would agree with you. It's all right. This is, like, about as good as New Eyes can get, unless it, like, starts to get really funny with the sexual comedy stuff, and I don't think it has it in it.
No.
I think this is about as good as it can get when it's doing shonen.
Fair.
What do you have at 11?
11 is where I have Hunter x Hunter. Like you said, I partially wish that I was way more invested in Hunter x Hunter, because it was like, I'd be having a lot more fun with it. I'm still really enjoying Hunter x Hunter. I'm having a fun time. I was like, that's cool. But it's like I've barely been paying attention to the murder mystery.
Except for I have been paying the most attention to this manga of anything we're reading.
Yes, but
it requires that much attention to be as invested as I am in, like, New Ace.
Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, so it feels like I've not been paying quite attention. So I'm like, I can still enjoy the story, but, like, I can't make any guesses as to what the hell's going on. So I'm just kind of here for the ride at this point. Like, I can't be the detective. I'm just one of the spectators,
yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah. So before I get to my 11, I didn't ask you what you thought of Shonen Jump this week, Kevin, because I had to talk about how we didn't do it last week. Right. I thought it was a great issue of Shonen Jump this week, honestly. And I've been down on stuff so thus far, and I want to say there is a huge jump to me between New Ace at 12 and Undead Unluck at 11.
Fair.
Which I think they're very similar, and they're like, this is what this series does, but I liked Undead Unluck more. It's still, like, at the bottom of stuff I enjoyed this week. But when I put it this low, I was like, damn, you know, it was pretty okay for going down here.
Yeah, that's fair.
What do you have at
10? I decided to say the same thing for me with the jump from Kill Blue to Hunter x Hunter. Like, just because it's down here, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I have Undead Unluck at 10.
I have Hunter x Hunter at 10, gotcha. So... What do you have at number 9?
9 is where I put Mission Yozakura. I was also having fun with it, but I just liked everything else above it more.
That's fair. It's where I have Akanabanashi, because like I said, it was just more One Piece flashback. And as I often feel in One Piece flashbacks, I will appreciate this when it's over, but we're here now.
Yep.
What do you have at 8?
8 is where I have Ichi the Witch. I just kind of liked his, you know, like, we're going to try and beautify you. And she's like, well, none of you are going to be able to do it. So he's like, all right, well, I'm going to fillet you from the inside. I was like, that's bold. I like it.
This is where I have Mission Yozakura. So.
Gotcha.
What do you have at number 7?
7 is where I put Kagurabachi. Like I said, I've been really enjoying it. I think it's really cool. I like the whole thing with the ninja bodyguards where, you know, they're like, we're just tools. And he's like, no, you're not. You know, I like that dynamic that they got going for them.
I have Hakutaku at 7.
Okay.
Really enjoyed Hakutaku. I just think it took kind of a turn for the melodramatic this week.
A little bit.
I was also thinking, I was comparing this to Bakuman earlier, and I think this third character is going to be as important as the first two. Mm-hmm. And saying that ruins the dynamic isn't fair, because I think you can have a great three-person dynamic, but it definitely shifts it. So.
Yes, that is true.
What do you have at 6?
6 is where I have Hakutaku.
That's where I have Kagurabachi.
Gotcha.
So just
a little flip there.
Yeah, what do you have at 5?
That's why I have Akanabanashi. I just, you know, like I said, I liked the... I guess you're right. He might not be a Yakuza boss, but I like the Rakugo guy showing up at the end there. And I liked the Yakuza guy, like the actual Yakuza guy showing up and being like, this is the one guy I can't disrespect, which is cool. So
that's where I have Himiten. I like this chapter. I think it's cute and fun. It just doesn't do much plot-wise, right?
Fair.
It's expanding on characters, which is what we need and want here. So I liked it. It was cute. That's why it went so high. But
gotcha.
Not amazing. What do you have at number 4?
4 is where I put the Elusive Samurai. I just like the jokes and the silliness and the fun and her teasing. She's like, we should tease my dad by telling him all the shit that we do together. We don't do any of that at all. What are you talking about? But we're going to get married. And then the other two girls are like, no. Very good.
I have Ichi the Witch at 4.
Okay.
I really enjoy the stuff you did, too. I also love the story. I love how, like, they treat this third girl that's in the party like an NPC. Mm-hmm. Like the world does. And this monster doing it. Also, it went very high last week because I like this challenge of, like, oh, no, you can't beat me. You have to accept my challenge. Make me beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I also like that the cartoonist is like, oh, then perfect for this. Oh, wait, no, we have nothing in common about our style. I have no idea what to do.
I have to make her version of beautiful, not my version of beautiful. Shit.
Yeah. What do you have at three?
Three is where I have Hematen. I really liked it. I thought it was really cute. And yes, it's just, you know, advancing more character stuff, but I really enjoyed it.
Three is where I put Elisa Samurai. Gotcha. I completely agree with you on all the humor, but I also love the turn to serious at the end, in contrast to near the bottom where we have Ultimate Exorcist Kyoshi, and I'm like, it can't ride this line at all. Now, and Kill Blue, which I thought was a mess in the way it was going through, all that funny stuff up front was really good. And then the turn to serious, I really like it. And I like the like faux father relationship the two have, like, you know, rivalry, but at different generations.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah, it was.
What do you have at number two?
Two is where I have Sakamoto Days. I really liked it. It was really good. Like you said, I liked all the stuff with the assassin eating with the Sakamoto, or not, the Taros, I guess.
I think they're probably the Sakamoto family.
Yeah.
I assume it's Taro Sakamoto, but I assume that's a romanticized version of his name.
I don't know. Either way. But with Sakamoto's family, you know, him being impressed by the cooking skills and the making the paper airplane. And then, like you said, Shin having the, all right, so I just, you know, like last week he was just like, I just got to play it cool. And we just got to convince this guy that I'm the dude. And then I can get him to stop killing people. And then it was like, oh yeah, because I was going to kill Sakamoto's wife and daughter. And he was like, nope, not doing this shit anymore. You're going down.
Two is where I have Blue Box, which I did really enjoy. There's just no X factor to it, which it doesn't need to have. I really enjoyed a bunch of stuff in Shonen Jump this week. It's your number one. So is there anything you want to say about it?
I really liked everything about it. Like, it was just it was a really good slice of life romance kind of chapter. So I really enjoyed everything about it, I guess.
And I have Sakamoto Days at one. And the thing that really pushes it over, I really like this chapter, and it has kind of everything you want. I was a bit hesitant when we cut out to Sakamoto at the beginning and what he's doing, but then the fight is really cool. And I love the turn to comedy in the middle. I don't think we've ever really seen Sakamoto's family before. We have physically seen them, but we've never really seen them behave as a unit before.
No, they've never.
And so that was a really cool thing to see, especially with this like third observer here who does not belong.
Yes.
Like we don't. So I thought that was really cool. And then we go back into the prison and advance things there. It was kind of everything you could want in a chapter of manga. So I thought that was real impressive, and it should stick at number one.
Fair.
Speaking of number one at sports manga, we read volume 42 of Haikyuu this week. I read it last week and I'm struggling to remember it. And we'll talk about that after the break. So we read volume 42 of Haikyuu this week, which is like kind of where I think of us coming in at Haikyuu. We've talked a lot about how we came in the middle of that game.
Yes.
But this is the first part I had any sort of grip on what was going on.
Correct. Yeah, we came into Hanada's Brazil adventures.
Yeah, what a weird thing that happens at the end of Haikyuu, huh?
Yeah. I like all the stuff going on here. You know, him meeting not his idol, but him meeting the guy that he used to look up to, or
he's played against,
but like him meeting him and just having a blast with him. And then, you know, I like all the Brazilian people calling him the Japanese ninja, kind of like, you know, and all the stuff that he's going through. So like, I liked it. It's definitely a weird spot.
I really enjoy it too. We're in a weird place with Haikyuu where we were reading this part when it happened and had no like anchor to Haikyuu at the time. We didn't have any feelings on it, really. So this is something we know is coming. I wonder how people who were super into Haikyuu as it was coming out feel about this Brazil arc, because I wonder if it feels sort of similar to some stuff in Jujutsu Kaisen at the end, where we're like, yeah, but that didn't pay off at all. I like it because we came in, like, I knew this was going to happen all along. Even when we were first reading it, I was like, oh, that's a weird thing that happens at the end, kind of, because I know enough about Haikyuu to know this feels weird. So I wonder how people feel about it, because I also really enjoy it. I like him reading manga in all sorts of different languages, and we see him Dragon Ball. I like him bonding with his roommate over One Piece, because everybody reads One Piece.
Yes. Well, and like, I really like that whole bit where he's struggling to bond with his roommate, and then like he does the double take where he looks over and he's like, you read manga? Do you read One Piece? And then like especially that bit where he's like, who's your favorite One Piece character? And the guy just short circuits. He's like, and then he thinks back to the Nekomata Center where he's like, oh wait, that's at, you know, like, what's your favorite game? Dude, I can't pick. Like, I maybe in a genre, but like favorite game of all time, not a chance.
Yeah, I really like all that stuff, and I feel like we probably said that at the time we were reading it too. It's also just like the Brazil trip as a whole is weird. It's also structurally weird because we check in with him with his life together, and then we kind of flash back to him struggling to adjust to Brazil and get there.
Yeah, you know, like the first day, one of the first days in work, he like gets lost and, you know, I think he gets his wallet stolen and all this other stuff. And so yeah, it is weird to have like, oh, let's cut to his Brazil time, but like not immediately when he landed. It's instead like, oh, this is like a year into his trip to Brazil where he's like kind of settled. And then, like you said, we slide back to when shit was harder, you know, and I like all of the kind of like laid back nature of all the Brazil beach volleyball guys where they're like, yeah, it kind of just the whole thing is you just kind of pair up whenever, like, even from like a professional standpoint, you sponsor an individual player, not a team, because partners change and shift and swap so often. Like there's never, you never really pick a duo. Instead, it's like, oh, we sponsor that guy.
I also like how Shoyo has enough of a reputation that, like, the guy's girlfriend is like, well, if you can't find a partner, I guess get that ninja guy. So he'll team up with anyone.
Yeah. Oh, there's that ninja guy, right, that hangs out.
So, yeah, I wonder, like I said, from a Haikyuu fan who doesn't know this is going to happen before they start reading the manga, which is kind of effectively what happened with you and me. As we were getting invested in Hinata and Kageyama, we knew one day he was going to go to Brazil for like 12 chapters for I won't want to say no reason, because I do like this stuff. I think it's individually good. But I do kind of feel like Haikyuu might be spinning its wheels as the author tries to figure out what he's going to do with it and how he's going to end it at this point.
Possibly. Yeah, it's definitely because I can't go back in time and think of. Because like you said, I knew this was coming, so I couldn't come into this thinking like, all right, so now that I've been reading Haikyuu basically consistently now, how would I have felt going to, because like you said, the first time we went to Brazil, we were like, what the hell is this? But was that because we only had like 20 chapters of Haikyuu under our belts before we went to Brazil? Or was that just like everybody has that, what the hell is this, you know? Is it that One Piece flashback syndrome of like, this is so bizarre, and then at the end of it, you're like, that was actually pretty cool.
And I think the difference between this and a One Piece flashback is this doesn't really go anywhere, right?
Correct.
It goes to the end of the manga. It doesn't feel as bad as some other stuff to me. Mm-hmm. But again, I knew this cool Brazil thing was going to happen when I read chapter one of Haikyuu. Mm-hmm. And I knew that there was going to be a weird non-ending to the tournament where he got sick and got out. Mm-hmm. And I just wonder how people who really like Haikyuu feel about that ending.
Yeah, and that's fair.
I don't know that I have much more to say. I do like the Ken Watanabe joke.
Yes.
Where the two guys are like, hey, Jackie Chan, play volleyball with us. And he's like, we're not Jackie Chan, we're Ken Watanabe. And then when they beat him, like, okay, Ken, what do you want to drink? It's like, they don't know who that is.
Yep. Yeah. I really like that, too. It's reminding me of the... If you've watched any of Dandadan?
No.
Okay.
I've heard it's good.
Yeah.
We could read that soon if you want. It's all on Jump.
Yeah, I could try that.
I think it's a Jump Plus series. I read the first paragraph of a synopsis of it and was like, yep, that's an anime if I've ever heard one.
Creepy Nuts nails another amazing opener. They were the ones who did Mashal's season 2 opener.
Yeah, and I don't like that musical style. So
I that's fair.
I know I'm the guy. It's only me. I know.
It's not only you.
Pretty sure. Kevin, as someone who watches a lot of anime openings, I'm pretty sure it's only me.
Well, that's fair. Everyone has their own taste. But I was like, you know, some friends have been saying I should watch this. So I watched all 5 episodes in a sitting because I was like, damn, this is crazy.
I need to catch up on ReZero and then suffer through Dragon Ball Daima for research purposes. So
I also need to catch up on ReZero.
The problem is that first episode's an hour and a half and I can't commit to it.
Yeah, I was rewatching Arcane because that comes out this weekend, or season 2 comes out this weekend, and I wanted to rewatch season 1 because it had been a while. but also like, I think I know what's going on. I think I know what's going on in ReZero because I've read a lot of the light novel, but I've also fallen off of that. So I don't know if I know what's going on anymore. Like I need to both re- I probably need
I've
to
heard
re-watch.
The first episode is kind of a recap. I've heard another reason I'm having trouble getting into it is the review. I only read the headline of the review, mm-hmm. but it was this episode should have been an email. Yeah.
Which
like for someone who's like, oh, I need to remember. Makes sense, but also it's a valid criticism. Yes, like, there's also a huge difference between a 22 minute recap episode and an hour and a half long recap yeah. episode.
Yeah, and well, and that's one of the things I really like. There's a I think it's Andrew Rowe is the author who, when he comes out with the books, he will have recap chapters, but he literally lists them as recap chapters right at the start. So it's like if you've just read the last book, you can just skip it. Yeah. Just skip the entire thing. It's fine.
And I am reading 70s Marvel comics, which almost always have two pages and then two recap pages that mm-hmm. you can skim real fast if you remember what happened last yeah. month.
Which is, you know, and so I like when people do it like that, where like, hey, let's give a, you know, especially I've had an audiobook.
I sometimes wish manga would do that. I get why they don't, because it's already so little content per week. But I sometimes wish they would.
Well, do you remember back with the Shonen Magazine, where we actually would have the little recap blurbs.
Now that you say that, yes.
I was like, we actually, when Shonen Jump was a magazine in the U.S., we used to have the little recap blurs of, here's what happened last week, or, you know, here's what's important going into this week. And I was like, I remember thinking like, you know, sometimes this is mostly pointless, but sometimes this is the, oh yeah, I had almost forgotten about that.
You know what else I need to catch up on, Kevin, is the Megalomire anime. Mm-hmm. Which is on Amazon, which I do pay for, so I should watch it. Oh, I just never think, oh, I should whip up Prime and watch some anime, is a thought I have. Never.
Yeah.
So we will be back next week with Megalomire Magical Girls Incorporated, Volume 4. Until then, our opening theme is Fighting Against One's Will by Midair Machine. Our closing theme is A Psychic Fist Fight by Tom W. Emmerich. Other music on the show is by Spectacular Sound Productions, and our album art is by Kate Wind on DeviantArt. www.lastpodcast.com is our website, where you can check out our other podcasts, It's a Gundam and Last Time on Video Games. I said there was going to be a new Last Time on Video Games episode, and it should actually be up before this is.
Huzzah.
For real this time. I'm going to do that right after Kevin leaves. I'm doing finger guns, so I will remember the ridiculous finger guns I did, and not forget to do that later. Anything you want to plug, Kevin?
Nope.
Have a great week, everyone. Gotta stop.